This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 52 for Tuesday, May 21st, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Woohoo! Number 52.
See, in the show notes, it just says insert comment here, so I guess that's...
I'm just trying to keep it real.
Keep it real. Because you didn't want to actually say that?
No, I did. Like, well, I didn't want to tell you that that's what I was going to say. Woohoo! Episode 52. That's like, let me do the math. That's like a year.
Yeah. Well, it's the end of 1 year. So actually, we started just after Chicago show last year.
Wow.
And
now it's just after the Chicago show this year.
So.
It's funny how that rolls around every year.
So, for those that are confused, yes, this is Tuesday. This is not Sunday as we normally do our podcasts.
Did you say Sunday or did you say Tuesday?
I said Tuesday.
Okay, just checking.
But in case people are wondering why, it was a crazy, crazy week.
Yeah.
We had all sorts of things going on. Your dad was here to visit. My soon-to-be 91-year-old grandma ended up in the hospital after a fall.
She's not 91 yet?
No, she'll be 91 next weekend.
Sunday. I hope she's home for her birthday.
I hope so.
What else do we have?
Dorm lost the application drama. Our son's final week.
Yeah, finals was tough for him, so... Yeah,
so there was just no way on Sunday we were going to be...
clear-headed.
Yeah, so...
52, thank you. Let's see, I see my dad about once a month, once a year. once a month, that'd be a lot. When he comes up from Savannah, it used to be easier for him, and... He reminds me sometimes that it was easier when I lived in Tampa. He could come to Tampa from Savannah and then swing over to the east coast of Florida and see my uncle and my brother. So now he's actually, like, got to make a trip. But, that's fine. My mom will be here in a couple weeks. It's just like in-laws month for you, babe.
Yeah.
But mom's cool.
Yep, everybody's cool.
She'll be here for Lindsay's graduation. She's a nurse, and so she's big into clean. She actually gets here the day before. What's her job? The day before we get home from Raleigh, so I'm sure the house is going to be spotless, laundry's going to be done, the kids are going to be all shipshape. I'm excited.
Yeah, cool. So
yeah.
So I was in... I was over to see my grandma on Saturday. Got to see all the family in one trip. You know, you don't want to do it under those circumstances. Grandma's better, gave everyone a scare, but
she's feisty, man. She is not going to go gently.
I actually have a fountain pen that she... I should tell that story. That's pretty funny, actually. I have one of my grandmother's fountain pens. One day... I'm at my mother's house, and my mom gives me a pen. She goes, "Oh, I found this." And it's a red, it's a carmine red Schaefer Balance.
Those are
a military clip. Yeah, really nice pen. Visual aid section. So we go, in fact, I think you were with me that time. We go over to my grandma's house. And we start talking about fountain pens. She goes, "You know, I used to have this pen one time. It was about this long." She said it was red and it had this little thing over the top of the cap. And I go, "Oh, you mean this one?" I pulled it out. She goes, "That's it." So apparently she left it at the house, which my parents bought my grandmother's house. And there it is. So.
The chat is telling us that I'm invisible and it's all you.
I took care of that.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. My girl Aziza is going to let me know if she can see me. So, let's see what else is new and exciting. We've had gorgeous weather. You know, I have to confess It's really hard to get motivated to go inside to get anything done. I think after my classes end next week, I'm just going to take the iPad and go outside and write blog posts and pretend to be working outside because it's just way too gorgeous. The lilies are coming up and the grass is long.
Yeah. I wish we could have a repair bench out there. That would be awesome.
Oh, that'd be cool. Let's do it. Let's have Joe build it. No. Joe. Carpenter Joe, we need you. I don't know. I'm game. I think we should do it. Speaking of weather, though, that whole tornado in Oklahoma was just crazy.
Yeah.
So our hearts go out to the people of, what is it, Moore, Oklahoma? I had to look it up on the map. I can never remember where it is.
Yeah.
But we have friends who aren't that far from there.
Yeah, well, we got friends all over the planet, so.
We do. We're friendly that way.
In other news, for those of you who don't know, we just got the news today. Tim Verputin, also known as SurfBits, he's been a fountain pen collector. He had his own blog for technology, Mac specific, a lot of times. He passed away on Saturday after a long, long battle with cancer. I got a chance to meet Tim last year in the summer, and we got to chat about pens and play with some pens over some coffee. And he was actually key in helping out us in our early days of our podcast. Taught me a lot about podcast prep. But
We get long emails from Tim with try this, try that.
Yeah. This use this application, yeah. And so and what I was actually going through, been cleaning out my inbox.
And just like 6 million emails.
There are a couple thousand. And I've been going through, weeding them through. And just today I happened to come across all his early emails to me. And then I found out about 3:30 and the rest of my day was shot. So,
yeah.
Rest in peace, buddy.
You had a nice time when you drove out. He lived about an hour from us and... I think you went out, you met with him in Point, you kind of drove around, checking out your old college town, and then you like antiqued on the way home?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I met with my sister that day too, when my sister gave me a birthday present of a senior Lucky Curve, Jade Lucky Curve, and then got to hang out with Tim for the day, so.
Yeah.
Our condolences to his family.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sad to think about. We've lost several wonderful people within the pen community just in the last couple of years. I can probably think of five or six right off the top of my head. So
yeah.
When we get a chance to spend some face-to-face time with other pen people, we really do try to take advantage of it. Some of our best memories are getting together with people. We've had some awesome times in LA and in Atlanta. So when we go to Raleigh next weekend, we're gonna. I think we have both nights tentatively booked.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. So. Yeah.
So anyway. Speaking of Raleigh, we went out to.
Oh my goodness.
For those that you didn't see my post a couple days ago, the Raleigh auction pictures are online.
Was that the post with like 27 exclamation points, like, woo, auction pictures?
Now, come on.
Get excited.
We're going to talk more about this actually on Sunday. Yeah, so just in a couple days. But. Now the dates on the show on the website are not correct.
No, I think the link you had, because my mom was confused.
Yeah, they are. The show is May 30th, 31st, June 1st, and 2nd.
Yep.
And the auction is on Saturday, June 1st. It's RaleighPenShow.com. And then there's a link for auction. And wow, I don't know where they get some of this stuff. It's an interesting collection. I mean, it's always interesting, but this year they've got several nice looking PFMs, a large number of snorkels, including one mandarin, a buckskin, and then a big collection of script certs, Lady Schaefer's and script certs.
Yeah, we will have to look at that. I'll have to look at the collection that I have and see which ones maybe need to be upgraded.
Mm-hmm. Nice looking sterling pencil chased, and a couple of nice pieces, Skyline lots and Schaefer lots, and then a bunch of Waterman lots of two pens each. So interesting stuff. Check it out, RaleighPenShow.com.
You were drooling over some tire pens, weren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I need some parts for some Watermans, so especially
nibs. You should maybe try buying complete pens, and you wouldn't need any parts. Just saying.
Wow.
Right?
Hey, speaking of, go ahead.
Just somebody agree with me, right? If you buy a whole pen, you don't then need to buy parts.
Okay, so what was it? A couple weeks ago in Chicago, when I got those bags of pens, and I got that really, really cool,
like 30 bags of parts.
Well, yeah. I got that really cool Waterman, the early straight cap eyedropper.
It's brown.
It's brown. Yeah, it had no nib. Well, guess what? I found the correct nib in another parts bin in that bag. And it's a number 4, not a number 2, but a number 4 size. So that makes it the model number then a number 4, which is really kind of a cool thing.
Okay.
And everybody's totally excited and asleep on that. Woo. So moving right along.
I don't know that as many people get excited about hard rubber pens as you do. I mean, that's...
It's a really early pen. It's very...
Thank you, Aziza.
Aziza will talk.
I appreciate the fact that you like the hard rubber pens, which leaves all the rest of the pens for me.
Okay, so...
Moving along. You had a bunch of repairs in that...
Well, see, now I can't talk about one of them.
Oh, because it's hard rubber. Oh, like that ever stops you from talking about tire pens? Oh,
yeah. But they're interesting. They're historically interesting.
All right, tell me about one.
All right, well, I got three. I got three really cool ones to talk about.
All right, well,
moving right along. The first one. Now, this really took me for a loop. Actually, I bought this. This here is a barrel. Yes, I do have the other parts. I've got the cap and the nib. This is a 1937 Vacumatic, and it has what's called a reticulated barrel. So if you don't know what that is, that's the barrel is got like these cross hatch design. So instead of holding it up and seeing a transparent barrel.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. So and when I got it, I was getting ready to restore it. Actually, I bought it in Columbus last year at the auction. Okay. And
that's November for those of you who keep a real calendar.
And it's a lockdown filler, so it has the very short blind cap. And the original filler in it was hanging up, it was sticking, it was not working right. So in Chicago, I was pleased to find somebody who had a lockdown filler for sale. So unbeknownst to me, I just bought it. It was $30, big deal. And I get it, and it looks good. I put the diaphragm on it. There it is right there. I get that installed. I'm ready to go. And I screw it in, and it doesn't screw down all the way.
Discount.
So I can't thread the blind cap on the entire way. There's a gap. And after I look at it further, this black threaded part here on this particular filling unit is about a millimeter too high.
See, now in jeans, you could just let the hem down, or in a skirt or something. You can't just extend something?
No, you would have to, I mean, you would have to take it apart, which is a total pain in the you-know-what. You know, turn it down or replace that particular part with the other one. But it screws in, but it gets all the way down, and it seats, and it doesn't go all the way. So
okay.
We're going to have to find another one. So that was the first another interesting thing of the week.
Pen or another part? And the answer is going to be yes.
I have to buy a new filling unit.
Okay.
The other one that I found interesting, this was also in one of the parts parts bags from Chicago. It's a silver fill. Now, you don't see these very often. It's a little tiny wall ring top. There's no ring top. There's no ring on it. It's missing the ring. But
needs a part.
It's a part.
Just saying. Keep going.
All right. So it's silver filled. It's not sterling. It's silver filled, which is kind of unusual. I've heard it. I don't see very many of these, and I from what I understand, they're harder to find than the sterling. But when I took it out, it was impossible to thread the cap onto the barrel. So now, of course, the first thing I'm thinking is, well, you pull the inner cap out, and you shave down the inner cap just a bit so that the threads can catch. Because if I take the section out, I can thread the cap onto the barrel just fine.
Okay.
But I have four different inner cap pullers.
Braggart. Just saying. And how many nib blocks do you have?
I have three nib blocks. Thank you very much. Wow. There will be a blog post on that someday, but anyway.
I wonder if anybody else has that many.
Probably Ian Williamson.
No.
But he makes them, so. So anyway, so.
Four inner cap pullers, nothing works.
Nothing works. I can't pull the inner cap out to shave it. So my only option then is to shave off the top, the hair off the top of the section. Now, you can't even tell.
Well, it's because you're joshing it around there.
Josh. Wow, you're fired up tonight. Is it the coffee?
I am.
Holy smokes. Is there any left? So I had to shave off just the top of the section, and now fits, now threads on beautifully. So
awesome.
That was challenge number two. And lastly, now this is interesting from a historical standpoint, I think. And I'm not a real Conklin expert. In fact, I think I only own one, and I don't own a Crescent. But so here it is, a cute little, it's a Conklin 20P. I should be an expert. I agree.
We should. We should buy more. They're cute. I want a gold overlay.
You're killing me.
Then it really wouldn't be a hard rubber pen. It would be an overlay.
Oh, my goodness.
They're pretty.
So what are you saying? Are you saying like all the pens in my pen chest are yours because they have overlays?
No, I just want a Conklin Crescent overlay. I think they're pretty.
Yeah, I know who has some. For sale.
Who?
Kim.
Oh.
She's a big Conklin collector. I looked at her. She had, I mean, you know, they start at like $600 if you're interested.
No, not anymore.
Well, so anyway. So this one's got a little gold cap on the top, which is kind of cute. It has an early crescent. It's got the little, actually a little crescent shape on it, and then it says crescent inside it, so it's an earlier crescent. That I do know. But what's interesting about this pen? Now, this is essentially if you've never repaired a crescent filler, it's really no big deal. Actually, they're very, very simple because the crescent and the pressure bar, the J bar essentially, are one piece. So. What's interesting about this pen anyway is that right on the section there's an arrow, and it's a left-hand thread section with a, you know, to take the section out, which is kind of unusual.
Is it unusual?
So, yeah, I think so. Well, first, right. first it's a threaded um, uh, a threaded section, which is unusual, and then it's left-hand thread. So it unscrews clockwise.
The wrong way.
The wrong way, okay. Yeah.
So it's easily broken. Because you want to unscrew it a certain way.
No, you would want to pull it out. Most of them are friction. Oh. So I don't know. It was interesting. It's a cool little pen. I kind of like it. And Lisa says we need to keep some. So maybe I'll just put that in my pocket right here.
Chet says you erased me again.
I erased you.
Yep. That's fine. I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
All right. My question about the crescent, you said that the early one, you can tell it's early because it has crescent written on the crescent. Did they not do that later? I mean, I know nothing about crescents except I think they're pretty.
They say crescent, but the early one has, it actually has a little design, not a design, but a little crescent shape on the inside of this part here. And then within that, it says crescent on it.
Okay.
So.
All right. Just cool.
So.
What else you got?
That was, you know, I'm working, trying to get caught up on repairs. I've got so many repairs. Those are the most interesting this week. So.
All right. What do we have on the web?
We have a new promotion for May. I guess we're almost through May.
Ooh.
Special coupons and select pens, other products, gift certificates, and we're going to be sending those out probably at the end of the month. But anything from $1 up to $25, depending on what it is. So select pens.
I love free stuff.
Proper pads, paper, quiver.
I should buy something. If I buy something on the web, then I get a gift certificate. Can I use that at a show?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. My audio testing.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Let's see, what else new? The Edison Beaumont Bordeaux is in. That's a pretty one. What's that doing in your pocket?
This right here.
Yeah, pretty colors. Red and black, that's a nice looking pen.
Yeah, it's...
That's the new Edison Beaumont in Bordeaux.
Looks
a little more red than I picture a Bordeaux wine, but you know, I'm not going to get picky. I don't name them.
I don't know, it's nice. It's got the rhodium trim on it, and I think it would look good inked up with maybe a Mont Blanc Burgundy or something.
Which you just happened to
have.
Oh, wait,
I just happened to have. Right here.
Yep. We also got while Brian was at work, I love getting boxes while Brian's at work.
Oh, man.
I torture him. And I enjoy it. I'll go there. So we got in a new consignment lot. And we will have some of those pens with us in Raleigh. We just got it in, just starting to go through it. Some cool stuff, though.
There is.
Some pretty Conways I might have to look at.
Yeah, including one with 14-karat barrel bands on it. That's a really, really cool pen. What is it? There's some...
There might have some event coming up, Mother's Day. How about Mother of the Graduate?
No.
Something?
No, I think the next ones are mine.
What? No way.
No, there's some really nice Conways, some vintage and modern Parkers,
yep.
And a couple of really nice modern Waterman pens. A
couple of them are fountain pen and rollerball sets.
There's only like two rollerballs or two ballpoints or something, but...
Don't be a hater. That one's for Hugh.
Wow. Man, I'm not getting a break tonight.
I love you.
Yeah.
You get to spend way more time with the consignment stuff than I do. So.
Should I pick one out of the box just to?
Oh, do you have it right there?
Oh yeah, I got it right here.
There were some pretty pens, but it came and they were all wrapped up. So I opened up the box just to make sure that everything was safe, and then I texted Brian and was kind of teasing him, and he got home and. I'd kind of forgotten about, I'd not mentioned it, so he kind of forgot, and then I reminded him. And That's
a Burgundy Pearl Vac Double Jewel. Yeah. What else we get? Oh, here's a Conway Stewart.
Some of those Conways are really nice.
15 with the original sticker on it.
There you go. That's not one of the prettier ones. There's some pretty ones.
No, here's the one I really like here. So it's got hallmarked 14 karat bands on it.
What pretty stuff.
I like this modern Waterman too. That's pretty cool.
What? Nope. Put that back. Let's see. Step away from the pen. Which one is that?
I'm stepping away. What else is in it? What is this? Oh,
it's
this is
a roller
cool.
Ball.
This is a nice modeled hard rubber Conway. Oh, yeah, there's also some
that's
really cool
pretty,
stuff.
I like that one. Yeah. We might have to buy that one for me.
It's a tire pen. So
it's red. It doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't count.
Hey, don't make me do a poll. I'll win again.
See, you know, everybody here has heard this now. You're changing the rules on me.
What's your point?
I can't change the rules. You get to change the rules. That's not fair.
I'm a girl. I get to change the rules. You get to spend more time with them and look around and play with them and test them and all that good stuff.
Well, they're right here. Just come and look at them if you want.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
All right, what else?
Edelstein Amber, which is the color of the year, back in.
That looks cool. It looks like a cool color, too.
It does. It does. It's not too yellow. It's not orange. It's a not really a burnt umber, but it's a pretty color for a yellow, for something in the yellow family. It's a pretty color.
Okay. So. I like it better than the tourmaline. I think the tourmaline was a little
tourmaline too. Was like obnoxiously hot pink. Well, I'm not a pink girl, but if you like pink, it's pretty. Yeah. All right. What else do we have?
It stinks, but if you like pink, it's great.
No, it's just. Redheads can't wear pink.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right. What else did we get?
Twisby. We got Twisby in. Some Twisby stuff.
We did get Twisby in. We got a huge box of Twisby. So Twisby has been restocked.
Yep.
And lots of other stuff has been restocked, but not all that much is brand new. I think we have some Ahabs and some Conrads.
Yeah, they're not up yet.
Oh, well. We got them in. Come to Raleigh, you can see them.
They're taking up space in the pen room, but yeah.
Yep. Lots more coming up. Nothing concrete yet. We've got some cool things in the works.
Yeah. I think so. After Raleigh, we should have some interesting stuff. So.
Yeah. Yep. We'll have some time, too, and we need it. So.
Yeah, it's hard with that the whole work thing, 40-hour a week.
I know.
The thing really messes up the pen schedule.
It does. It does. Let's see. Do we have shout-outs? Do you have any shout-outs? I know I always do, but... just the normal.
Yeah, I don't have much this week. I'm still... My shout-out goes to Tim.
Yeah.
So.
Well, God, how do I follow with that?
Cheers, buddy.
Let's see. Shout-outs. Cassie. Always Cassie. She's our biggest fan and our little underage stalker. I love
her. She's probably like repairing a vacuum attic right now.
Yep. Let's see. Hugh and Carol. Hugh sent me the best picture. Hugh, I don't know what the hell you do, but you should just go into Photoshop comedy or something because it was awesome. Let's see. We should say hi to all the geeks.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Eric and Aziza with us in the chat, and we will be joining them on Saturday for Q&A Saturday.
What is it called? Geek Fest?
Oh, I like that. Is that what it's called? It should
Stars
be called.
Of Pendom, or what is that called? I don't know. Who's going to be on? It's going to be Sarge.
Geeking with the Star? No.
Sarge, Brian Gray, Ryan Cusack.
Oh my God, that's going to be
Stephen
so
Brown,
much fun.
Eric Schneider, Aziza.
So Sarge can talk about like all his awesome cool pens that I have on layaway, and then Ryan can talk about guns and.
Oh, geez. He's more than guns.
I know, he makes beautiful pens. He's an awesome guy. He's a blast.
Yeah, he's fun.
And you know what's not to like about a guy with an accent? Y'all.
you know.
Well, seriously, think about it. Ryan with his Southern accent, Sarge with his British accent. I mean, Aziza, talk to me. Isn't that going to be awesome?
Well, you know, I didn't know we could have that many in a Google Hangout, but apparently you can have up to 10 people in a Hangout. So
Now we just all need to be in hot tubs. That'd be cool.
I don't know where this is going, folks. So just we're ad-libbing here. I don't know.
Well, you know, we joke that when our daughter goes away to college, we're going to turn her room, we're going to take the bed out and put a hot tub in her room. I'm good with that.
We're not joking.
Anyway. Hi to everybody in the chat, and everybody just, I don't know, just stay safe. There have just been a lot of accidents and natural disasters and...
Too many people are dying. Enough of that. Let's stop.
Or getting hurt. Yeah, stop the dying. But, you know, just everybody be safe.
It's like, I want to go at least a week without hearing about
somebody
bad happening
in the hospital or, yeah, it's just sad. We have friends everywhere and, you know, so we'd like to keep seeing y'all.
Yeah. So. All right. We'll make it short this week, and we'll see you on Sunday. If you have comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Catch us online. You can email us.
Brian@AndersonPens.net.
That would make mine Lisa@AndersonPens.net.
You had to think about that for a second.
I did. what would mine be?
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We're on Facebook just like everybody else, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Check out the blog, blog.AndersonPens.net.
Or the website, AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you on Sunday.
Sunday. Woo!
Thanks. Good night.
Bye.